Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, crazy. Another poll out this morning. Pam Evett in first place, allegedly, in the gubernatorial primary, Republican primary. Alan Wilson in second place at 16%. Pam Evett at 19%. Third place, according to this one, a tie between Nancy Mace and Ram Reddy. Fourth place is Ralph Norman. But they're all within the margin of error. Mm-hmm. Yet another one of these polls, and in this particular one, around 20% still haven't made up their mind. So, I mean, wow, this is...
Gonna have to get with it here.
Yeah. So, literally, whatever's out there the next 2 days, I think people are just gonna go try to figure out who to vote for. So, got crazy over the weekend with McMaster Jr., quitting the Pam Evett campaign? I don't know. If you read it, it's so strange. He doesn't acknowledge he was ever on the ballot, but he doesn't deny that he was on the ballot. He just drops off like, you know, going to spend more time with my family. So Looks like that really hurt her. This whole idea of, you know, Henry McMaster's son, you know, going to be her running mate, according to Donald Trump, who it looked like to me threw her under the bus last week, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how this ends up.
Well, Watson campaign had been saying for some time that she was going to pick him as the running mate.
Yeah, and then in April, there was a Fitz News story on it, and she denied, nope, that's not going to happen. He's not going to be my running mate. I'm not going to do that. Well, then who are you going to pick, she was asked. Won't say until after the primary. Sure about that? Well, Trump did his endorsement of her last weekly, and at the end of it, he said, oh, by the way, this is going to be great. Pam Evett is running with Henry McMaster's son, who may be a nice guy. I don't know him, but he's not qualified to be lieutenant governor just because his daddy is governor. That rubbed people the really, really, really wrong way, but it made her look like a liar because she had said, no, I'm not running with him. And Trump's like, yes, she is. Yeah. Well, that ricocheted around on Facebook and a lot of other places. And did not play well for her at all. So over the weekend, he had to come out and say, you know, after deleting his entire internet history, by the way, that was probably a wise choice. Really crazy stuff in that. He came out and said, it's not time for me to run right now. Not going to do it. So he's off the ballot. Not sure who's on it. And this is going to come down to a photo finish, Lee. This is so crazy. They're so bunched up and every one of these polls is different. In some of them, Ram Reddy is in third place. In some of them, Ralph Norman is. Josh Kimbrell dropped out, so he's kind of a non-factor. Nancy Mason, this one is third. Ahead of Rom, well, tied with him, basically, photo finish. So it could go any possible way. I think anything's possible. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, I still think it's almost certainty there's going to be a runoff.
Yeah.
So go ahead and pencil in a runoff for 2 weeks from tomorrow. So
yeah, and a very nasty one too, no doubt.
Oh yeah, yeah. It'll get very interesting very quickly, because if there's any other powder they've been keeping dry, that's when it'll be ignited. So
absolutely. So all of that's going on, and Pam Evatt finished up her campaign in the upstate where she lives. That was her last stop. That tells me that's where she's weakest. Look, I mean, the McMaster term has not been good. It just really has. South Carolina is prospering on its own because it's a great business environment. That doesn't have a lot to do with Henry McMaster. I mean, Lee, it was so bad. We have a record fire here, generational fire, and I have to light up the governor because it's been a week and he hasn't shown up. Just didn't even bother to come. And that's McMaster. And that's been the governing style. Just don't show up unless it's a ribbon cutting with all the right people, in which case show up. So this is going to be kind of, in a way, a referendum on the, you know, McMaster term. And look, Pam Evatt hasn't had a lot to do with that because, you know, we have a very weak lieutenant governor. $26,000 a year jobs, really part-time. But it's not a good look either. When you said a year ago you were going to open Palmetto Penn on this show, Palmetto Penn was supposed to be for illegal immigrants. They were going to crack down. They never did. So that's kind of the leadership you're talking about. I mean, President Trump asks, hey, you know, help me deputize your SLED agents, deputize your highway patrol, do what Ron DeSantis did, please. He asked the second month he was in office. McMaster, no, can't be bothered. So immigration enforcement, big zero from them. You're just not going to get that. And, you know, I just thought it was really funny last week how now all of a sudden we're having this raid in Abbeville, Lee. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
The
national news.
Oh, yeah, because it was huge because they also arrested the management.
Exactly. They had a couple of people that were in the management of that situation and charged them. They're the ones that are probably facing the biggest legal challenge.
And that's going to cause all kinds of ripples, like, throughout the system with these managers going. And this is what I want to see, okay, ultimately here. I want to see a guy in a suit with shiny shoes. I want to see him arrested. I want to see him in cuffs. Because good job getting the manager and the HR director.
I mean, if you've got a situation where you've got a company that is doing this and they are violating the law, they are ignoring things, they're accepting without any justification, you know, bad IDs. I mean, hey, if you've got the evidence, go for it.
I hope they flip them on the upper end and manage, because there's no way the HR director and the manager are just walking around trying to figure out how to hire illegal immigrants without direction to do so from above. And it's until handcuffs onto people in the boardroom, this isn't going to change. But I can tell you this, Lee, there are a lot of managers, line managers, HR people, regular middle-class people freaking out in the upstate over the last few days over this, just going, oh my gosh, who have I hired? So good to see that, but, you know, it's very last minute. And I would have liked to have seen enforcement go on in some sort of serious way in this state before the election.
Well,
so
it should have been going on for years. I mean, I do remember years ago we had a big raid at one of the chicken processing plants in the upstate. So, but that was years ago. So,
well, yeah. And it's like, if you look at Florida comparatively, I mean, they're hitting construction sites there. I mean, they've picked up deported over 15,000. I mean, that's just for comparison's sake.
I have to mention this. I heard a story recently where there's been a whole look at, you mentioned construction, and there has been a lot of questionable identities or nationalities or you know, citizenship of folks in the construction industry. And there's been a whole rash of lawsuits because of shoddy construction. And there's a couple of very big name groups that operate in this area of the Southeast building homes. And there's lawsuit after lawsuit. In fact, I think they're getting ready to have a class action lawsuit against a couple of these companies because of shoddy workmanship, because they're hiring people who do not have the construction knowledge.
You know what else that's coming from? I bet you, I'd tell you what, it's the engineers. because what broke over the weekend, Lee, was shocking. The Indian government admitting we have raided multiple degree mills. One of them alone produced 36,000 fake degrees. You could buy them for as little as $1,400. Engineering was one of the main ones. STEM, and get this, nursing and doctors.
Yeah, that's...
That's terrifying.
Well, engineering is too, because that could be life-threatening, but yeah.
And I mean, look, I used to work in a construction site. Yeah. Believe me, engineers are very involved in overseeing those projects. This weekend, all that propaganda about H-1B visas, you know, bringing in critical skilled labor, total lie. Yeah. And you're looking at where do these people end up? 83% of them under Biden ended up in kind of professional jobs, engineering jobs, jobs like that, but low end. This is why our kids who have real degrees have a 9.5% unemployment rate in their early 20s. They're really struggling against these H-1Bs. Why? Because you're bringing in an engineer who really can't do higher level work. And look, the way that this works is, say there's 100,000 engineering jobs in America, let's just say, and there's 100,000 engineers to do them. The immigration lobbyists will demand Congress let in 20,000 more H-1B visa holders to flood the labor market artificially. Why? So they can bust down wages across the entire market. So it's not capitalism. It's crony capitalism, Lee. And it's a sophisticated form of theft engineered from the top, halls of Congress. They're stealing wages. And that's why it doesn't actually matter if the H-1B visa holder from other countries are very good at their jobs. They know they're not. They're taking them in at low levels. They know a lot of these people don't even have real degrees. You know what else they're finding in this investigation? In the degree mills, there's other degree mills where you only have to have a 30 to 40% pass rate to get your degree. And there were others, Lee. This is so bad. Listen to this. They do offer you a course before you get your degree. You know what it teaches you to do?
What would that be?
How to fit in your field as if you have a degree.
Okay.
Great. It's basic operational knowledge, terminology, things like that.
Right.
This is a disaster because these are fraudsters. We've taken 7 million of these H-1Bs. And again, most of them are STEM and engineering, but again, some are doctors. So I'm here to tell you this morning, because of the Indian crackdown, I would be very, very careful to check where the university was that your doctor went to. If it's in India, for now, I'd get another doctor. I'm not kidding. And I hate to have to say that. If this is an Indian degree, get another doctor. Get another nurse practitioner. If it's your engineer where you work, I'd ask some serious questions. Lee, 90%. Fraudulent H-1Bs. That's a mess. That's going to leave a wound, and this is not the last we've heard of this.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Stunning numbers. Folks, this H-1B visa reveal over the weekend, here's Kaylee McEnany. Those degrees they come in on, and 71% of those coming in on H-1Bs are Indian. As much as 90% could be fake, or their credentials are fake.
What is happening to our H-1B visa program? Take a look at this. The Department of Labor processed nearly 7 million visa holders since 2015. Over 70% came from India and nearly 12% from China. And now we're learning more about the fraud within the program. One former official tells Newsweek that up to 90% of applications, 90% from India, contain fraudulent documents or involve unqualified applicants.
Wow.
And finance law enforcement in India claim it has uncovered a network of universities that produce fake degrees, which were possibly used to obtain these high-skilled H-1B visas, including one school which allegedly stole over 36,000 fake degrees, sold, I should say. It cost as little as $1,400 for one of those. And while these are supposed to be high-skilled employees, during almost all of Biden's time in office, 83% got junior or entry-level positions.
Some more details on the crackdown by India. These fake degrees. Listen to this. Total fake degrees. They call it seized, but they're, you know, basically we've discovered them. We know about them. 100,000, over 100,000 counterfeit certificates from 22 universities so far. The investigation is still ongoing. How many estimated fake degrees are in circulation? And these diploma mills exist primarily to sell people degrees so they can get an H-1B visa, come over here and take your job. Wonder how many are in circulation, the Indian government's saying right now? A million. Almost all of them used for H-1Bs. Including, listen to this, in medicine, fake degrees sold to applicants seeking hospital jobs in the U.S., U.K., France, and Canada. That is legit terrifying. Nursing, counterfeit nursing degrees with fake seals, fake holograms, fake registrar signatures, selling for as little as $1,400. Engineering degrees, forged engineering credentials, specifically engineered to pass employer verification. One institution alone sold 36,000 fake degrees, while awarding only 5,400 real ones. But they're saying even the real ones are kind of fake because you only have to pass with like a 30% pass rate. So far, they've arrested 11 people. So, folks, 7 million HB1 visas in this country since 2015. This is just, I mean, there's no words for this. Now, why is India suddenly so cooperative? Oh, look, we discovered fake degrees. Isn't that great? Ken Paxton. Folks, watch everything going on here because it comes full circle. You saw the Open Borders Bush Karl Rove wing spend tens of millions of dollars to defeat Paxton in Texas. Why? Because one of the things he's been doing, years-long H-1B visa investigations in Texas. He's uncovered a lot of this, which in turn forced the Indian government to begin looking at these fake certificates. Okay, the Bush Open Borders lobby, which thrives on money from corporations in exchange, you know, to get these H-1B visas, bring in more engineers than you need so that you can bust the wages down. It's a form of theft, basically, at large. Why did John Thune spend tens of millions of dollars trying to knock out Paxton? This is why. Nobody likes the Bush people. No one likes Karl Rove. No one gives them money because they like them. They get money to run their awful candidates, including, like, you know, most of the Republican leadership in this state, including Lindsey Graham. They get money for this, for the visa stuff. That's where the corporations donate and the corporate heads donate. This is the source of their power, is the money. They sell your job is what they do. And now we're finding out we didn't need this skilled labor. What's been a lie of recent years? Oh, well, you know, Americans aren't qualified. Well, Americans can't do math. Well, Americans can't do STEM. Well, they're just dumb. Well, they're just lazy. These are fake degrees they replaced us with. So, folks, the whole nasty thing is coming to light. And if you're wondering this, we're like, why would you want to hire someone with a fake degree? Like, why would you, like, how does that work? That's why they're all in entry-level positions. These are the jobs the engineering kids coming out of Clemson used to get, where it's not a high degree of skill. You really can't, you know, you really can't kill anybody. Unfortunately, I hope none of them have final say, you know, sign off on bridges and stuff, because that could be deadly. This is a mess. Congress needs to fix this right away. They won't, though. There's too much money involved. But Ken Paxton was the one who got the whole ball rolling, and you could see why the Bush cabal tore him to pieces in Texas. They tried to frame him, by the way, for all kinds of stuff. They tried to impeach him, voting with the Democrats, because it's going to cut off your money. And if the corporations can't get H-1Bs anymore, what do they need the open, you know, open borders Bush lobby for? They don't. So what is this? This corrupt visa money is their political lifeblood, and they're dying of a thousand cuts right now. I swear so much in America is fake.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
South Carolina has some of the worst dark money rules in the nation. In other words, almost no regulation of any kind. Democrats are making their move in this election to see if we'll fall for it. They're openly running a Democrat as a Republican for Attorney General David Pascoe. Got audio of him endorsing Joe Biden. And now what we've got is groups mailing and texting who are pretending to be conservative groups. They're going after the Freedom Caucus and lying to you and telling you, oh, they're not conservative. They vote with the Democrats. Let's get rid of them. Folks, don't fall for this, okay? I have never seen such a pack of lies in a bunch of mailers and texts in my entire life. Be particularly careful of anything you get from the hilariously named Palmetto Truth Project or this conservative grassroots network. They are not conservative. This is an IQ test to see if South Carolinians will throw out in the Republican Party the Freedom Caucus, the most conservative members of our legislature. Joining me now is one of the targets. Josiah Magnuson represents the 38th district in the South Carolina House. Good morning.
Good morning, Tara. Thank you for all you do. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, no problem. I'm really worried that people are going to look at this pile of trash that I found in my mailbox. I know these votes. I know how you guys voted. I watch you guys closely, and I've never seen anything like it. They're just doing a 180, claiming, you know, you voted for tax increases and, you know, you voted to raise your own pay when you guys actually voted the opposite. Could you talk about this? Because people are getting these mailings.
That's right. And thank you for the opportunity. You know, this is coming from the Columbia Swamp. They like to confuse people. They like to distort things. And honestly, that's how they stay in power. But the light of truth defeats them. You know, we just got to keep shining and holding people accountable and bringing more transparency. And you're right. I never voted for a pay raise for myself. The bill that they have in question here is actually just to reinstate the $1,000 a month in district compensation that has been in place since 1995. So when the state Supreme Court overturned the actual pay raise, which I voted against last year, they overturned the entire proviso, and that zeroed it out from $2,500 a month to zero instead of $1,000 a month. So this bill just put back the $1,000 a month that we've been getting for years. On tax cuts, they're saying that I voted against a massive tax cut for working families. I voted not to raise taxes on working families. The bill that the swamp was pushing does raise taxes on at least 23% of the state, and I voted against that. And then on the roads, they're saying that I've done nothing on the roads, but I think that's just manifestly untrue. I've been working very hard with the DOT to get roads fixed here in our district, as well as across the state. We've been working for the DOT reform, got this massive reform package passed, last month, signed into law. So we've been working very hard and standing up for our community members, and I just am really disgusted and embarrassed by these people that think that they want to stay in power by lying to voters.
This one's going out, too. It's a text against Freedom Caucus. Here's Rob Harris's. I think they sent the same one out on YouTube. Rob Harris voted no, and they have Josiah Magnuson voted no to a $308 million tax cut, but voted yes to raise his pay. That is the absolute opposite of how you guys voted. And I pulled those votes at the time. Actually, the liberal Republicans and Democrats up there, that's how they voted. They're flat out lying about you guys, your voting record. I'm really afraid people are going to fall for this.
Well, you know who they didn't attack is the legislators who voted for the actual pay raise, which was S-933. There was a pay raise this year. They raised it up to, I think it was $47,000 a year from $22,000. And those texts did not go out against those people that supported that pay raise. They went out against the Freedom Caucus. So that just shows you the agenda here. It's hypocrisy of the highest degree.
What I've done, Josiah Magnuson, is I've put a tweet out with everybody who's having these ads run against them, so you could tell who the actual conservatives all are. I mean, this conservative grassroots network, what a joke. They're not conservative. Yeah. They're liberal, and they're lying about you guys, trying to take you out, the whole Freedom Caucus. We need to keep you guys in because you're the only conservative legislators.
Well, thank you. We're fighting for we the people at the state house, and I hope that folks will vote to keep our conservative team, you know, in office and trying to do the right thing. You know, if we don't continue to fight, then you're right. I don't know who will.
No, nobody will. And they're making a run at this. I wouldn't be surprised if this is the Democrats. It really, I mean, because they're openly running a Democrat for Attorney General in David Pascoe. They're barely hiding it to see if we'll fall for it. I mean, why not take you guys out, too?
I agree. They've just become very blatant in what they're doing and their tactics. And, you know, we're going to keep bringing this fight to the swamp. I think that you can see our proven record. You know, folks like Thomas Beach, you mentioned Rob Harris, April Cromer, Diane Mitchell, Joe White. You know, we are the ones that are consistently advocating for tax cuts, you know, saying we should not raise pay. That's out of touch. You know, getting this roads reform package done, it's really just ironic the degree to which these people will try to pin us with things that we're accomplishing, but they're trying to say that we're doing the opposite. It's very sad.
No, it is very sad. And I think the problem they have with you guys is you embarrass them. I mean, it would be it would be like a liberal legislature if you guys would just go away and stop talking. And that's what they want. So I've got this up on my X feed and I put it up on Facebook, too. And it's just kind of a warning. And I list out all the members of the Freedom Caucus from the upstate that you can save. Again, if you get something from the Palmetto Truth Project, I think that name's hilarious. Truth Project. Okay, whatever. The Conservative Grassroots Network, be very careful. They're sending out a lot of mailers. These mailers are fake. I mean, the mailers are real, but what they're claiming is just, it's a pack of lies. And it's interesting what they're doing, Josiah Magnuson, because they're coming from the right. They're pretending to be conservative and hitting you guys for not being conservative enough.
It's a lie. And I mean, we're seeing Democrats supporting our opponents. Yeah. We're seeing them jump on board. These are people who are not pro-life. They're not for the Second Amendment. They're for ballooning the size and scope of government, intervening in every part of our lives. And really what surprises them, I think, is that there are Republicans who are standing up for actual conservative values. I think that's why they're coming out in force against us. But we're going to try to keep fighting.
Josiah Magnuson, where can people find you and your campaign? What district are you in? What county are you in? And how can they find your campaign?
I'm in District 38, Northern Spartanburg County. You can go to my website, josiahmagnuson.com. I'm also on Facebook, Magnuson SC, or on Twitter at Josiah Magnuson. You can keep up with me. I try to let you stay informed.
All right. Amen to that. You guys are the real deal. And I know because I watch you vote. And it'd be a shame if these liberal groups posing as conservative groups managed to knock any of you guys out.
Thank you, Tara.
California. Spencer Pratt has now very fakely slipped into third position. You watch the same thing happen to Steve Hilton. Why? Look, here's the thing. Spencer Pratt was never going to win the LA mayor's race, okay? That wasn't going to happen. A liberal is. It's just a math game. But he's been embarrassing them so badly and so effectively that the Democrats have to bury him. And you're watching them do it. You're watching the fakeness. Folks, they ever get power in Congress and manage to pass their version of election law? We're not going to be able to win most states in the nation just because of the massive fraud. Let me give an example of what I'm talking about right here, because it's unbelievable. Attorney General Bill Azzalees opened 3 investigations into California, okay? Everybody gets automatically mailed a ballot there. They refuse to turn over their voter rolls to the federal government because they refuse to remove the dead, those who have moved. So piles of ballots stack up in places like apartment complexes. With ballot harvesting, anyone can get them and turn them in. And who's to say who filled them out? They barely have signature verification at all, and they're supposed to side with the supposed voter. In other words, well, a person's hand might be shaky. That's why their signature doesn't look like the one on record. And folks, it is incredible. First-time voters can register using their gym membership card, their employer ID card, their credit or debit card, their prescription drug label, their insurance card. Of course, California provides free health coverage to illegal immigrants, which is the idea there. Get them on the rolls, get them voting. Get them voting Democrat. But folks, this is incredible. The whole world is watching it. This is the steel in front of your face. Chloe Trampinato nails this.
It looks to me like they don't want to change the current reality that they're facing in L.A. They've got feces all over the streets. Homelessness is rampant. There's vagrants plaguing that city. And yet it looks like the city is still going to choose Nithya Raman, who is to the left of a Cuban-trained Marxist. That is how far gone L.A. is. But of course, we know that there is legalized fraud in California as well. They allow for ballot harvesting. They do not clean their their voter rolls. They send mail-in ballots to every single person in that state. They have tons of Dropbox locations, which have been vandalized recently. So there is tons of legalized fraud, room for error. And obviously, we're seeing that error play out, and we saw it play out last night. I feel terribly for Spencer Pratt. If I were an Angelino, I'd be very, very upset right now.
Yeah, folks, it is a system built for fraud. For instance, say you live in an apartment. Well, everybody who lived in that apartment gets a ballot there, too, because they're all still on the rolls, right? With very few restrictions, then the ballot harvesters show up. They start picking up the ballots, meaning it's very difficult to track who actually received, completed, or submitted each ballot. Trump's currently fighting them in court, and good for him, to try to get a copy of their voter rolls because it's littered with the dead. It's littered with people who move. Judicial Watch says they're currently fighting a lawsuit with the California Secretary of State. There are 873,000 people on the state's voter registration rolls who moved, died, or don't have an address but are still getting ballots, folks. So it's a system designed to facilitate fraud because you can't catch it. And this is what's happening, folks. They did this in Oregon. Oregon was a red state. They went to mass mail-in ballots, and the next election, it's been a blue state ever since. Folks, I suspect there are states in this nation that, you know, are purple that are really red. But we're seeing this before the entire world. They're not even hiding it with each batch that comes in. And folks, you're still accepting ballots 7 days later, so their ballot harvesters just go out, figure out how many ballots they need, and bring that in. And who's to say who voted? It's how the Democrats like it. It's like a third world dictatorship out there. Unfortunately, it's still connected to us, and we've got to pay these people with our tax dollars.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.